Mi gente, you already know who it is. It's the Radioactive Pop with Danny Limelight, United Wrestling Network World Heavyweight Champion. And make sure you tune into the Alliance Blog every week. You heard it here first. Straight from Poppy.
Put it on the board. 2023 has to be considered the most successful year in the Lightning One era of the NWA. And that's hard to say sometimes when you look at some of the shows and some of the matches that were produced by the National Wrestling Alliance. But, you know, on the backs of the Smashing Pumpkins and the World is a Vampire Tour, the NWA went to new territories, new places. They touched down in Mexico City. Well, technically it wasn't Mexico City, but it was as close as you could be to Mexico City, with the Foro Sol, with the NWA versus AAA event that happened in Mexico. Then there was also the tour in Australia, the matches in Florida. And all in all, even though it felt like 2023 was a delayed start for the NWA, things really picked up. Times are tough now, guys, and it's no joke out here. That's why I'm very proud to be partnering with the Upside app. They're leveling the playing field, guys. They're giving you opportunities to earn cash back on purchases for groceries, purchases for gasoline, purchases for food. These are the things we all spend our money on all the time. I believe in Upside. I use Upside weekly. My lifetime earnings is over $408. And you too can be earning cash back on your Philips, your groceries, or your eating out experiences just by signing up. And it's free. By using my invite code JASON75338, that's JASON75338, you'll earn $5 cash back on your first fill-up. Use the link in the video description or download the app, but make sure you use that invite code JASON75338 and make money by using the Upside app. What's going on, everybody? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. What's going on? What's up? What's up? What's up now? I don't know what just happened there. What's up, everyone? Thanks for joining in the chat. Hi, boss from Philly. Hey, what's going on, Joseph? Philly, huh? I was in Philadelphia earlier this year. In fact, back in April, I was out in Philly for a wrestling show in Glassboro, New Jersey. So if you can't tell yet, I am a wrestling fan. I write about wrestling. I podcast about wrestling. I've been trying to live stream about wrestling. I'm wearing my buddy's shirt, who is also somebody who writes about wrestling. What more do you want to know? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. What's up? Shave the beard. You know, I gotta admit, I didn't do much grooming today, but I'm not ready to shave it there, pal. Moose Windsor. What's up, cat? What's up, user? Yeah, sorry, Moose. I'm not gonna shave the beard. I mean, well, she got some money, you know. What's going on? I see more people joining the chat, Scott. I know Gunther versus Punk. Your thoughts? Ooh. Was that booked? I didn't watch Raw last night. Obviously, it was Christmas, so I was doing other things. Is that booked? Because I'd love to see it. Gunther versus Punk? I don't dislike Punk. I don't dislike him at all. I think he's actually good for business. But I really think Gunther is such a, man, that dude's on another level right now. And to be quite honest, I feel like that's the guy that the WWE should be getting behind. I don't think he's going to be the one to dethrone Roman. He's not going to dethrone Roman, but he is the guy who you could start building towards that next World's Heavyweight Champion. I'd love to see it. You know, Punk used to have these amazing feuds with Samoa Joe in the in Ring of Honor back in the day. And I just feel like that same similar magic could be made with those two. Orton will beat Reigns. See, he maybe, right? Maybe. I don't think Orton's going to be the guy to beat him either, though. I don't feel like that's going to happen. I mean, what do you think? Getting messages from Mr. J. Orton will beat Reigns. I don't know, man. I think that they're definitely pushing for the Cody to beat Roman. You know, that's kind of what they're pushing for. But with that being said, it's hard for me to think that anyone is going to come up and beat Roman. I felt like LA Knight might have been the right guy to do it because, see, the thing is if Cody beats Roman, it's a statement. It's a huge, huge statement. But I don't think he needs that. You know, if somebody like LA Knight or Gunther were the ones to beat Roman Reigns for that title, it would put them on another level. Cody's already there. Cody is already a superstar. There's no doubt about it. So it's like you don't need to make Cody a bigger superstar. He's the guy that's going to carry the WWE in the future. So I don't know. I don't think that's necessary. We don't live here. I don't think so. I'd love to have Hammerstone in the NWA, but let's be perfectly honest. Billy Corgan, William Patrick Corgan, WPC, we'll just call him Billy. I don't think Billy has the financial means to support somebody like Hammerstone. Not when Hammerstone will have opportunities. If he's walking away from MLW money, I don't imagine NWA money is much better. I think Hammerstone's probably... Look, TNA Wrestling has recently come out and said that they've earmarked money for some big-name free agents. I would not be surprised if Hammerstone signs with TNA Wrestling. He would be a cornerstone for their talent. Maybe AEW. Definitely AEW could be part of it. Or I'm not part of it, but could be in on the Hammerstone sweepstakes. I don't think he's a WWE guy. And it's not because he's not good enough for the WWE. Where would you slot him? I feel like it'd be like Karrion Kross all over again. A super talented guy, made his mark on the independent wrestling scene. Then where do you put him? He's not going to be the guy to beat Roman. He's not going to be the guy to usurp CM Punk. You know, I just don't feel like that's going to happen. Bray, The Fiend says, is that you, Kevin? No, unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, my wife is happy with me, so I guess I'm good. But no, I'm not Kevin Owens. I get that a lot, oddly enough. I'm going to make a shirt. I am not Kevin Owens. Let's see. We don't live here. So AEW. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be AEW, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was AEW. I feel like TNA might be the best fit, especially because of the reports that they have money. They want to put money out there. You know, they're trying to sign some free agents. And I know that probably applies to Dolph Ziggler. Look, they were in on trying to get CM Punk. They offered CM Punk a substantial amount to go to TNA Wrestling. They also offered Will Ospreay a substantial amount of money to get him to sign with with TNA Wrestling. Both those guys opted to go elsewhere. So it wouldn't surprise me, shock me, if Hammerstone ends up in AEW. I just feel like TNA needs to get a victory. They need to get a win. They need to get a big-name free agent who has a huge following. I don't know if that's Hammerstone, but it could be. Chagon, I saw your Christmas photos. I saw them. They were pretty good. I liked them. I think that's Krandirk. I'm not trying to be rude. I would enjoy doing a podcast to talk about wrestling. Slide into my DMs. I sent you a friend request. We'll talk about it. Is Dean Ambrose still wrestling? No, Dean Ambrose retired from pro wrestling, but there's a guy that wrestles a lot like him that looks a lot like him in AEW. That's Jon Moxley. You might enjoy his wrestling if you like Dean Ambrose. Some people think that they're two different people. They are. We'd like to see TNA win the big one. I want them to, man. I would have loved for TNA to somehow get CM Punk. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, but, man, Punk brings a shit ton of value wherever he goes. It doesn't matter if it's the WWE, AEW, TNA, ROH, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Wherever CM Punk goes, eyeballs are going to follow. And the biggest problem that TNA Wrestling, formerly known as Impact, has a definitive problem of capturing eyeballs. Doesn't matter how good the wrestling show is going. Doesn't matter how much great talent they have on those programs. They just can't get an audience to follow them. Part of that is because they're on a channel that doesn't have a lot of clearance access. But the other problem is people just are getting beaten up with so much wrestling. And it's not a bad thing, right? Everybody loves wrestling. Well, if you're following this channel, you probably love wrestling. It's just there's so much available content, it's hard to keep up with everybody. So if TNA were able to get a game changer, you know, if they would have got CM Punk, I think they would have been in a really good shape. You know, Dolph Ziggler's out there, Shelton Benjamin's out there, both of whom are great talents. I don't know if I would call them game-changing wrestlers. I don't know if that changes the delineation of the rankings of pro wrestling companies. I mean, you've got the WWE and then there's everyone else, right? And no matter what AEW does, they're always going to be second fiddle to the WWE. And, you know, the AEW is doing these smart partnerships, working with CMLL, New Japan Pro Wrestling. They're bringing in this amazing talent from all over the world. They're signing talents who have been recently become free agents from New Japan Pro Wrestling. They have these working relationships. All this is good, but it's still not going to bring in the casual fan that WWE has. It just won't. And I think that it's good for wrestling because it's good to have an alternative. Not everything that WWE does is amazing content. And not everything AEW does is amazing content. And I know I can be critical of what I like because I love the NWA. And a lot of people absolutely hate it. And that's okay. It's just, I don't know. I feel like tribalism is dumb. Pro wrestling's awesome. Enjoy what you enjoy. And as far as TNA wrestling goes, they need a star. More of your comments. Nothing better than some quality time and tamales. That's right. That's right, Medina. Moxley has less hair. We don't live here, says Moxley has less hair. A lot less. Jarrett asked me, do you think MJF's going to WWE? I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know. But if I had to hedge my bet, I wouldn't say this time around. I wouldn't say right now. What is, when you look at MJF, what does he mean? Sorry, I'm not being weird over here. I'm just shaking up my energy drink. What does MJF mean to AEW? He means a hell of a lot more to AEW than he does to WWE. And they can't afford to miss any more big name free agents. They let Cody go, and now Cody's running things over the WWE. Okay, not running literally, but he's one of the biggest stars that WWE has. He's one of the top merch sellers that WWE has. They fired CM Punk. Again, another huge, huge talent. They can't let another superstar go. And MJF has been the longest reigning AEW world champion. They keep putting him in these strong storylines. He is the face of AEW. I don't think he goes this time around, but I don't think... Let me say that again. I think this contract that he signs with AEW will be huge for like 10 years, and he will probably, after the 10 years, end up in the WWE. But I don't think it's going to be now. If Tony lets him walk now, they might as well just stop. And it's not because there isn't still good talent there. Yes, there's great talent in AEW, but if you can't make somebody who you've pushed to the moon excited to stay with your company, then you're not doing it right. Let's see. I want to get to you guys' comments, so I apologize. And I do follow you guys. If you interact in the chat, I do follow you. Of course, I'll follow anyone that leaves, any gifts or anything like that. But let's see. Panny says, I think it's good to stay indie for a while for Dolph. Yeah, I do too. I think Dolph is one of these guys who he should kind of do the Matt Cardona thing. And I think Mustafa Ali is trying to do that as well, where they're going to go out there and see what's available. There's no reason to lock yourself up to AEW. Again, AEW title picture is so like dense at this point. Because look, in a couple of weeks or a couple of days, we're going to have MJF versus Samoa Joe. You know, you got Claudio Castagnoli, the former Ring of Honor world champion. Eddie Kingston is a viable threat. You've got Andrade. You've got Bryan Danielson. You've got, I was about to call him Edge. We'll just call him Edge because I can't think of his other name. You've got Edge. It's a very deep roster. And then you're welcoming Bigger and Swerve. You've got... when he gets healthy, you're going to have Kenny Omega again. You got Moxley. I mean, there's so many high-caliber names. Where does that fit in for a guy like Shelton Benjamin? Or where does that fit in for a guy like Dolph Ziggler? And the fact of the matter is, they can't sign everyone. They could try, but you're already hearing people complain. Like, the Hardy Boys were complaining. We're not being utilized correctly. Oh, okay. You got guys who are just unhappy with their stature in AEW, which I get, but then don't sign the big money contract. Go work the indies. Control your own destiny. Write your own narrative. I really feel like a guy like Dolph Ziggler, much like Matt Cardona, will get booked everywhere. And he'll work matches in the UK, he'll work matches in Mexico, he'll work matches in the US and Canada, and he'll be brought in as a special attraction for MLW or the NWA or both. And that would be probably, I don't know, I can't say with any specifics, but Matt Cardona routinely says that he makes more money working the indies than he did in WWE. And if that's the case, then why wouldn't Ziggler stick to the indies? Shogun says, I think AEW wrestlers are being too stiff. So many injuries. I agree with that too. That style is not conducive to a long wrestling career. A guy like, I know he's a AAA talent, but Vikingo, who I've seen live and I think is amazing, the stuff he does in that ring scares me. And watching him in that ring, taking those unnecessary risks to do these amazing flips and dives, I mean, it's a house show, brother. Slow down. I get it. You want to be the best. You want to have the best match. You want to steal the show. But I feel like Chacon says, these guys are doing too many risky maneuvers and can legitimately get hurt. And for what? The payday doesn't last that long. I get you on that one, Chacon. Nate, for real, you followed me, so I'm going to follow you, brother. Just like that. That's how we do it here on these lives. Nate the Great. Kevin Owens? No, I'm not, brother. But thanks for jumping in on the chat. I accidentally closed the window. I love the current Continental Tournament. I've heard that's part of the best, one of the best things they have going on right now. I haven't seen a whole lot of it. In fact, I've seen none of it. But it looks awesome. I don't normally watch AEW programming. I watched it. What was it, Friday night? Friday night, Dynamite. I got to watch that, and it was a lot of fun. Hot take, Cody loses the Rumble and turns heel. Tim, that's not a bad hot take. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not bad. Dashy Cody Rhodes 2.0. Hopefully not Dashy Cody 2.0. Panny says, nah, MJF is not the whole locker room. I agree, Panny, that he's not the whole locker room. But what I'm saying is, if you can't keep a guy like MJF around, who, again, the push has been there. They have done everything they possibly can to make him a star. If they can't keep him happy, they made him a dual champion. They main event multiple pay-per-views. Like, if you can't keep that guy happy, I don't know, man. You're right. It's not the end of AEW. It just tells me that they need help. Let's see. I love the current Continental Tournament. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a lot of fun praying for Omega. I hope Omega's okay. I mean, again, it's an indefinite injury. We don't know how long he's going to be out. But that dude has gone full speed for so long. Maybe it is time to just sit back, relax, and maybe do some other things on the show. Help produce, help agent, help train. Take some time off the ring, get healthy. The guy was always working hurt in his New Japan time. So I think it'd be smart for him to take it easy as well. Panty says there's money to be made on the indie scene. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. There's so much money to be made. And I feel like if you... At this point in time, the upper echelon of independent wrestling, sure, Ring of Honor is now controlled by AEW, and that's fine. We could take that out of the consideration. But a wrestling promotion like Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, they've been on hiatus for a while, too. That doesn't mean there aren't like a million other wrestling promotions out there. And although MLW I would not classify as an independent, you could still come and go as you please there. Game Changer Wrestling, probably the biggest independent in the world right now. They have a ton of shows all over the U.S. A lot of talent comes and goes for those. That would be a spot where I could see somebody like a Dolph Ziggler landing, or somebody even like a Shelton Benjamin, or even Mustafa Ali, I could see ending up there. I know out west we have Prestige. I know there's a lot of other wrestling promotions, Defy in the Pacific Northwest. There's a lot of places to be money to be made. And then international, too, like... Man, there's so many promotions that are running in Australia and the UK. One of my buddies, IPW UK, is back. So there's a lot of great wrestling out there, a lot of opportunity. Leo Rush is doing the, what is it called? The International Wrestling Network. He's doing their next show. So I'm excited to see what they're going to pull off. And, I mean, there's a lot of big stuff happening everywhere. In the United States, you know, you have MLW, you have NWA, you have Ohio Valley Wrestling, you've got Coastal Championship Wrestling trying to reinvigorate the territories in Florida, you've got United Wrestling Network with their promotions in California and Memphis and in Kentucky. Then there's a lot of other just smaller promotions that are just doing so much good wrestling. It's out there. And that's what I've always said about pro wrestling. It's like a bag of Skittles. There's every fruit flavor combination you could think of, or maybe more like a 31 flavors Baskin Robbins. There's something for everybody, and I think that's pretty cool. Chagan, I just got this one for Christmas. Merry Christmas. That's with the ECW title. I would have preferred it with the 10 pounds of gold, but you know, I'll take what I can get. Have you seen the Iron Claw yet? No, I haven't. I have not seen the Iron Claw movie yet, but I really want to. Friend of the show, Thrillbilly Silas Mason, steals it by playing Bam Bam Terry Gordy. It looks like a great movie. I can't wait to watch it. I've heard a lot of negative things about it, but I'm like, if you expect it to be a direct correlation of the Von Erich life, like, that's not how it works. But I'm excited to see it. Brandon, I would imagine there's an NXT tonight. I don't know for certain, but I would imagine there is. Brandon, I tried to follow you. So if you want to prove it, cool. If not, that's fine. Kershan, is that Kershan? Kershan says Kevin Owens. Yeah, man, we're rocking the Kevin Owens look. Only negative was the portrayals of Ric Flair and Harley Race. Okay, fair enough. I've heard other negative things about it, like they didn't include Chris Von Erich. They didn't really dive into a lot of things. I don't know, man. I try not to look too much into it, and I'd rather like give my review once I see it. So we'll see how that goes. Thoughts on the Ridge? Excuse me. What are your thoughts on Ridge Holland storyline? Brandon, my thing is this. I don't like when you try to blur reality with wrestling. If somebody is as responsible for someone being hurt, and it was an accident, whatever, okay, but don't make a storyline out of it, and especially if it's definitely hurt, if someone's definitely hurt, like try not to glamorize that or glorify that. You know, wrestling is the only art that we acknowledge that, oh, we're being worked. We want to enjoy it as entertainment. We want to enjoy it as a sport. Like, we have to suspend our belief. And it's funny because when you go and see a Marvel movie, nobody says, oh, you know, it's fake, right? But you go into a Marvel movie and you enter this universe where a dude gets angry, turns green, and is a giant and can smash things. You've got a guy who's a literal thunder god. You've got a guy who wields a shield from the 1940s. You have all this, you know, interesting stories and characters. And you come out of that movie and you enjoy it, and nobody comes up to you and says, well, you know, it's all fake, right? But pro wrestling, even... even the most fancy journalists have been saying, talking about this A24 presentation of the Iron Claw, and they're like, oh, isn't it amazing how good those wrestlers could act? Well, of course, they act all the time. Pro wrestling is performance art, right? So, where was I going with all this? don't blur real reality with storyline. If someone legitimately accidentally injured a person, don't make that part of their gimmick. God, that's just tacky and tasteless. Thank you for tuning in to the Alliance Blog Podcast, a presentation of alliance-wrestling.com, the premier source for news and information for the National Wrestling Alliance. Would you consider subscribing so you never miss a new episode? You can follow us on all social media at The Alliance Blog, and we stream live on Twitch, Kick, and YouTube every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. Eastern at The Alliance Blog. Until then, we are The Alliance.